Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. This was the first song I ever heard from the Warsaw Village Band back in 2002, and I immediately loved the Polish group's hardcore folk sound. And seems like I'm not the only one. New York composer Andy Tierstein also became a fan, to the point that he's now incorporating the band into a new opera called A Blessing on the Moon. The opera is a ghost story of sorts, based on the award-winning novel by Joseph Skibble. Andy will tell us about it, but first, here is the Warsaw Village Band performing a song called The Owl, live on Soundcheck.
Sowa moja, sowa, spełniły się Twe słowa. Ach, sowa moja.
That is the Warsaw Village Band from Poland here in our New York studio with a song called The Owl, live performance by the Warsaw Village Band, who have now several recordings to their credit of kind of very modern take on Polish folk music, and will soon have to their credit as well an appearance in an opera by New York composer Andy Tierstein. The Warsaw Village Band is here. Andy is here as well. And Andy, first of all, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
What gave you the idea of this sound fitting into your opera?
We want to break open the opera medium. It's become a little bit like a museum, and we're trying to find ways to refresh it and revitalize it, composers these days. So folk music, you know, it's just... It has freshness to it. It has the collective unconscious of a culture over time, over hundreds of years, an anonymous music that is joyful and fresh and organic.
And part of kind of common currency among at least a national group of people or a linguistic group of people.
Yes.
In this case, not our linguistic group of people.
True.
Is there a connection in the story of the opera to Poland?
The opera is set in Poland just post... at the end of the war and World War II, and we wanted to bring the land here, bring the land into the piece to give it veracity, to give it to make it genuine.
Mm-hmm. So is the Warsaw Village Band basically the orchestra in your opera?
For this production, it is the orchestra along with Charity Wicks, who is the pianist and music director. And you'll hear her in a few minutes. She's mm-hmm. quite stunning.
The opera is called A Blessing on the Moon, also the name of the novel where the story comes from. The main character, along with the rest of the Jews in his Polish village, is killed in the opening of the story.
Right.
That's the beginning.
Sunset Boulevard, yes.
So it's kind of, it's a ghost story?
In a sense it is. I mean, in the same way that we bring folk music into it to give it a certain magic, the whole tale that Joseph Skibel has told is a tale of magical reinvention. The village, which has been slaughtered or massacred, assassinated here, comes back to life and wanders through the countryside. The Rebbe of the village has been transformed into a crow, and they follow him. It's a little bit like Beckett, waiting for Godot with a cultural context and with a history in it.
Now, when you're writing, for your singers and sort of a piano notation, straight, Western classical notation, when you're writing for a folk band from Poland?
It's a big challenge, very, very difficult. I mean, both groups are, everyone, including myself, has gone out on a huge limb. It's a very ambitious project musically. The Warsaw Village Band is being asked to play something that they're not used to playing, and our singers are being asked to sing in a way they're not used to. So for the composer, the trick is to how to really engage the bands that they're involved and they feel like they're contributing their own music to it.
Well, in this next song, this is early on in the opera, we get to hear the band and the singers and Charity at our piano all
yes.
together. This is an excerpt called The Villagers. So this is...
You'll hear a little bit of, just to set it up a tiny bit musically, you'll hear first an old song that was written in 1932 by Elisa Greenblatt and Solomon Golub. She is the mother-in-law of Woody Guthrie,
right.
Great Yiddish poetess who created this song, Chalom and Chaloimus, deep in the woods. So we kind of adapted that a little bit for this part. So you hear a little Yiddish, then you hear the new music sound, and then at the end, I composed sort of almost an Eastern European thing in an asymmetrical meter, and you'll get to hear the band singing combined.
Okay, so we've got five singer-actors, Will Eret, Zachary James, Kamala Sankaram, Suzanne Kantorski-Merrill, and Jonathan Estabrooks, Charity Wicks at the piano, and the Warsaw Village Band also playing in this piece from the opera by Andy Tierstein called A Blessing on the Moon, live on Soundcheck.
Thank you. all happened so quickly. They rounded us up. We stood there shivering.
Like trees
in uneven rows, and one by one, no one was brave enough to turn and look. Guns kept cracking in the air.
Something hard.
Something pushed into my head.
Something hard.
It was hard.
Like a rock.
Like a rock. And I fell.
He fell.
And yet I was secretly giddy. I thought they had missed me. And when they put me in the ground, I didn't understand. I was still strong and healthy, but it was useless to protest. No one could hear me or see my thrashing. And anyway, I didn't want to draw attention to myself. Then they would have shot me. I was lying in a pit with my neighbors, true. But I was ecstatic. I felt lighter than ever before in my life. Was all I could do not to giggle. And later, as dusk gathered, I climbed out of the grave. It was so shallow, and I ran through the forest. I ran. Nobody saw me.
He ran.
With the dirt still in my mouth, I had to spit it out as I ran.
Collaboration between the composer Andy Tierstein and the Warsaw Village Band from Poland. We've just heard an early excerpt from Andy Tierstein's opera, A Blessing on the Moon, that's called The Villagers, sort of at the beginning of the story. And you heard the opera's music director, Charity Wicks, at our piano, the five singers, the band, all playing live here in the studio. And part of the band, Maciej Szajkowski, one of the frame drummers, joining us. Maciej, did you grow up listening to Polish folk music?
Hi, everybody. Absolutely not. I was listening completely different kind of music.
What
independence and rock and hardcore and punk rock, actually. We love a New York independent scene, like great artists from the underground here, Gorilla Biscuits, Youth of Today, so many absolutely great, great bands.
So you grew up listening to our punk scene.
Yeah.
When you guys started, when did you discover your own folk music?
It's actually many similarities and connections between roots and punk rock. You've got the trance, the same element, and both kinds of music. Minimalism sometimes, you know, and full heart, full throat when you're screaming or singing.
So you got to be committed to the cause. The Warsaw Village Band is actually performing twice here in town. Tomorrow night they're in Brooklyn at the Club Barbez at 10 p.m. doing a set of their hardcore folk music. And then Andy, you and the band and the singers at Le Poisson Rouge doing a kind of
A concert
version.
Staging of this, yes.
Okay, of the opera, A Blessing on the Moon. That's Monday night, February 6th at 7:30 p.m. And it is, I mean, it's an extraordinary collaboration, a logistical nightmare, I have to assume. But, you know, here you all are. So thank you for being with us and for bringing some of it into the studio today.
Thank you so much.
And that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Watch our webpage later today because we've been shooting video of the performances here in the studio this afternoon. So check us out online at wnyc.org/soundcheck. And that's it for today. Tomorrow on the program, musician and poet Mike Doty, who launched the cult rock band Soul Coughing during the 90s, will join us to talk about his new memoir, which recounts his struggles with addiction and the New York music scene of the 90s. And if you would like to join Soundcheck's latest crowdsourcing experiment, we want to hear from people who have massive collections of music-related stuff. Concert tees, memorabilia, magazines, rare instruments. If you're a super collector or know someone who is, fill out our nomination form on the Soundcheck page, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our program produced today by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn, our senior producer Joel Meyer, and we had help from George Wellington and Margaret Bresnahan. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.